Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Bringing each one of us here to worship with you. Thank you for each one of our youth and children who are serving you and learning more about you. Please bless each one of them. Bless the rest of the worship service today. Bless those members who are not able to be here, who are maybe struggling with health or with whatever difficulties they may have. Please be close to each one of them and send your Holy Spirit to be present in the service today. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, we're going to start our Adventures Investiture Program. I'd like to invite the Adventures staff to please come join me. Our Adventures have worked very hard this year, as you can see all the things that we did in the slideshow. Our theme this year has been transformation, and our Adventures have been transformed as they've learned more about nature, about community, about service, and most of all, they've learned more about Jesus. And now it's time for us to recognize and celebrate the growth and achievements of each one of our adventurers. So we're going to go by our classes. Our first class is the Little Lambs. And teacher Becca taught them topics such as zoo animals, sharing, healthy foods, community helpers, and little boy Jesus. They spent time making crafts, reading stories, and exercising their bodies. Wade and Aubriana weren't able to be here today, but this time I'd like to call up Angelica and McKenna to receive their awards. Come on up. Our next class is the Eager Beavers, taught by teacher Para, but Calvin and Naaman were not able to be here today, but we are still very proud of their achievements. And now we'll have teacher Lelaine introduce her Sunbeam class.
Good morning, everyone. You see me in both Pathfinders and Adventures. I'm a teacher in the Pathfinders, and I'm the support staff, also known as cook, in Pathfinders. But right now, I want to recognize and invest just one of my, I started out with two, but the other one couldn't make it anymore. So I have Isabella. I'm always confused. So the Sunbeams class revolved around the theme of my God, myself, my family, and my world. And The Sunbeams class work on the honors, the life cycle. One is the life cycle of the ladybug, the friend of nature, where we walk around in nature and gather stuff that, you know, interest them, like leaves, like whatever, mushrooms and stuff like that. Fitness, we did some exercises, and we did I gave them a plan for the home exercises program to keep them fit. And then the collector's honor, which is, collector. So Isabella loves to collect rocks, right, Isabella? And she loves to paint them too. So that's what we talked about and we did. And then the courtesy honor, and the act of kindness honor. So I would like to call on Isabella to come up and get your certificate and your awards.
Our builders class this year followed some of the same themes that she just told us about, our God, and we learned about his plan to save us and how we can talk with him each day. Ourselves, we learned to make wise choices, especially in the area of what kind of media we watch or how long of time we spend on it each day. In our family, we learned about caring for each other. In our world, we learn how to relate to our friends and to others in our world. I'd like to invite Serena to come up and get her awards.
And finally, we have my class, the Helping Hands. Some of the awards we worked on throughout the year included Habitats, Hygiene, Environmentalist, Caring Friend, Technology, and Basket Maker. Some favorite activities were making beeswax candles for the Honeybee Award, making pinwheels for the Weather Award, and learning a Bible verse and a song in American Sign Language for the Sign Language Award. Nehemiah is not here today, but Abigail, please come up and receive your awards. Adventures, we are so proud of everything you've learned and all the accomplishments you've done this year. Keep up the good work and continue to let Jesus shine through you. And on behalf of Celina and all the adventurers and parents, I want to thank each one of our staff members. Becca's not here today, but Para, Monica, Lillane, and Rose, we couldn't do it without you. You're shaping young lives for Christ, and there's no higher calling than that. Thank you for all your hard work this year. And we also want to acknowledge our fearless leader, Celina. She wasn't able to be here today, but we deeply appreciate her dedication and tireless efforts to make Adventures a place where kids can learn, grow, have fun, and come closer to Jesus. And finally, we're grateful to you, our church family, for always supporting our Adventures, and we appreciate each one of you. Thank you.
Okay, and now on to the Pathfinder investiture. And our year started off kind of convoluted. We didn't get started until December due to various and sundry things. And I became the leader. I wasn't really wanting to, but God led me to become a leader anyway. So I really appreciate everybody's support and bearing with it with us throughout all the challenges, ups and downs, and things that I've been learning a lot as I'm leading. So because we got a late start, all of our classes were not able to complete their the things that they needed to do for their honors, for their award, but we do have, they each did earn at least one or two or three or more honors. So I will start off with friends and companions. I started off the year teaching, not only being the director, but also teaching both friends and companions, so we did kind of combined. And we learned, we did the honors on Christian citizenship and then on cultural diversity appreciation. And we are very blessed in our club to have a very diverse cultural group. And so it was fun learning about South Africa, Samoa, and Mexico and Puerto Rico and all of these just in our one in our club. So it was very fun. So I'll have the friends first of all come up. It's been fun getting to know these two and looking forward to next year. And then we have our companions. We have, where are they? Ben. And then also we had Naomi, but Naomi could not be here today. So. Next, we had the Explorers, and the Explorers was the one that unfortunately kind of took the brunt of our challenge because we started off with having the Explorers with the Rangers. The Rangers class got, we added a few more kids, and our Ranger class got just a little too big, and we decided to go ahead and split back out our companions, or excuse me, the Rangers and Explorers. And as a result, I'm sorry that it last year didn't really turn out as well as we would have liked. But next year is going to be fantastic. We've got some excellent staff coming on. And I can't really tell you who's going to be your teacher right now, but she's wonderful. And because we don't know 100% that she'll be there, but she's great. You'll love her. All right. And so we have Priscilla, Lauren, where's the other two? Nimbesha, and Kata. And Kata actually is more of the Ranger age, but last year she did Rangers because we had a small group, and so this year she's going back to get her Explorers. So, and then we have the Rangers. We had a large class of Rangers, and so we have Tony and Presley and Jada, and I think the rest of them. We had Angel who couldn't be here and Nathaniel who couldn't be here. And did I miss anybody? I think that's it. Come forward, please. Gio also joined our club, and even though he had already gone through the Rangers, he was kind of helping out, and he also got some honors, so I'd like to have Gio come up too. Gio joined us on the rock climbing, and we had a lot of fun with these guys. They had a lot of fun hanging on the rocks and climbing. And then we have our Voyagers. We had Yatzel and Nia. Nia could not be here today, but Yatzel, would you please come forward? Yatzel was one of our TLTs along with Jada, and so she's done, she was able to fit in a lot more honors this year and found out that there were several that she had just from being life in general and from school and everything else, so she's been able to fill up her sash this year, which she's happy about. All right, and we couldn't do this all without our wonderful staff. So I was very blessed this year. We had, at the beginning, we started off with just Seika and Steve and myself, and we were like, okay, we're trying to get this club thrown together at the last minute. We're not quite sure how to do it. And just out of the woodwork, God just sent all the rest of our staff. We had Charlene and Madeline and Cindy and Lelaine was, Selina was like, you can't take Lelaine from me. You cannot take my staff. So Lelaine kind of started off helping a little bit, but then she was kind of more like the behind the scenes. And then towards the end, she kind of filled in again, but she was, like she mentioned, she was our camp cook. She filled out, she kept us hungry, kept us from getting hungry, made great food for our winter camp out, our winter retreat in Sun River, and then again in our camping, and she made the food for our fair, so we've been very grateful for Lelaine. So she's practically staff, even though she wasn't technically teaching a class most of the year, so we're very, very grateful for her. So let's start with, so Steve. Steve taught our serving communities honor. We're still actually working on finishing that. We'll be going to, on the 12th and the 13th of June, we're going to be going to doing a community service with the Rogue Retreat and helping out with some of the homeless in that area. So building gardens, building park benches and a number of different things to kind of help make things nicer for them. So we thank Steve for doing that for us. And then we have Seika. Seika has been invaluable help to me because my first time doing a Pathfinder director. She has tons of experience, so she was able to fill me in and help me out on doing the programs, knowing how to do induction, investiture, Pathfinder Sabbath, and kind of help me out with that. Along with Selina, who is doing the adventures, and she's the one that gave all the little lays. I just kind of knew that at the very last, so I don't actually have enough for all my staff, but all of my staff is very much appreciated. So then we have Cindy. So Cindy came up to me the day of our very first Pathfinder meeting, and she's like, you know, I've been thinking about this, and I'm not sure what I could do, but if you could use some help, I'm willing to help. So Cindy's been mentored, just kind of hanging out this year, but she's been helping out a lot with just kind of wherever help is needed, she's right there, and she's very dependable, so I really appreciate Cindy. Then, Madeline. Madeline is another one that I had asked both she and her husband if they could help us out, and she was like, I didn't hear back from them. And God has a sense of humor because my husband and I went to the Fountain View Academy concert the day before Pathfinders was to start. And we got there late and we're coming in the dark and it's like, oh, I think there's a seat right there. We slid in, sitting right next to Madeline and Brad. So during the intermission, I'm like, oh, so I guess you guys aren't going to be able to help us out with Pathfinders? I guess we forgot to answer you. And the next day, during church service, before our first Pathfinder meeting, Madeline texts me and says, I think I'd like to help you. So thank you so much. And then we have Charlene. Charlene was the one that I got the random phone call from, or text from, that I had no idea who in the world she was. But I got to know her, and I am so glad she came. She came from Charlene comes to us from South Africa, so we're really pleased to have her, and she brought her brother along with her, too, so that's great. And then we have a few other, Lalaine. Let's get Lalaine. We've already talked about Lalaine and how she's helped us out. And then we have a few others that are not technically staff, but they've been very invaluable to our help, parents and or spouses of staff. So we mentioned Brad. Brad was wonderful to help us with our camp out, teaching the fire building honor for all the different classes, and a great asset, and he's agreed to join us next year for staff. So thank you, Brad. And then we have Jeff and Melanie. They have been a big help, too. As parents, Jeff has been our pack horse on some of our trips to haul a bunch of stuff. Melanie has just kind of helped out with some of the classes and being able to just fill in wherever is needed. So been appreciated to her. And then there's my husband, Dave. He's been kind of the Pathfinder staff, the widower of the Pathfinder director, I think, lately, because life has been very busy. So he's been also being able to haul kids, help out with the Pathfinder camping and things like that. So I really appreciate him as well. All right. Monica, I really appreciate your help too. Where did you go? There you are, right in front. Yes. I did. I just kind of added you in at the last, but you've been a help. She was a wonderful pinch hit at the very last minute. I called and said, hey, we have staff members that are not going to be able to be here for Pathfinder Fair. We need someone. Can you please help us? And she agreed to do it the day before we left for fair. So I really appreciate Monica. All right. And then I have two other things regarding our Pathfinders. One is there's... So there is an award for our, oh boy, let me get my phone, hold on. It's called a Good Conduct Award. And so this is an award that is given, and I'm just going to pull it up here so I can read what it is briefly. For someone who has been... let me just get to it. An active member of the Pathfinder Club for at least 2 years or more. It is an example in uniform requirements, is on time for all meetings, and actively works as a leader in their unit, believes in and lives up to the Pathfinder pledge and law, displays a loyalty to these Pathfinder ideals and holds them as a sacred honor. Willingly accepts assigned responsibilities and demonstrates initiative and leadership in carrying them out simply or in a team effort. Maintains personal equipment in the best possible condition. Relates to all races and entire groups in a positive Christian manner. Annually completes the current Pathfinder class and in addition earns the offered honors. So I have a Pathfinder that I would like to give this to. Yatzel has been very dedicated. She's one of our TLTs. She's been there. I don't think you've missed a Pathfinder meeting. And she has been there for each one. She's doing a lot, has been active in getting classes in leadership, which I know is sometimes not comfortable for you, but you've been doing a fantastic job. So she gets to the Good Conduct Award this year. So can you come forward with that? So really appreciate both of our TLTs, but just one award for right now. All right, and then just one more thing. We have two of the adventurers who are graduated from the adventurer program and are ready for Pathfinders. So I have a little gift for each of them. Unfortunately, Nehemiah is not able to be here today, but we have Abigail. So we're really looking forward to next year. We have a lot of things that we're looking forward to. And now I want to introduce our brand new area coordinator or district coordinator. John Chadwick has been the one that's been with us for many years, and he's been trying to retire for quite a few years, but finally he has been able to do it. And we have Tom and his wife, Erin Watson, that are here. They live over in the Coos Bay area, and we're glad that they are here, and their two boys, Jacob and Levi. Jacob and Levi, even though they look like they're just barely starting Pathfinders, they've been in Pathfinders since they were teeny tiny. I can remember Jacob at a Pathfinder Jamboree, and he was just a tiny kid and, you know, in arms, babe in arms, and he was had a full dress uniform on. So these are Pathfinders true and through. So without further ado, Tom.
Well, thank you, Trudy. So thank you so much for having us. My name is Tom Watson. My wife is Erin Watson. We're the district coordinators for the Mount Mazama District. So we came over from Coos Bay, just 1 second here. Oh, yes, I knew I was forgetting something. So I want to do a quick thank you to Hannah and Trudy, because there was no one, they were doing it. So thank you guys for all your work and dedication, and to all of the Pathfinder Adventurer staff. Erin and I have been Pathfinder and helped with Adventurers too, and it is a lot of work. It's great when we all get together and everything goes smooth, but the behind the scenes work that goes into all that is really a lot. There's so many hours that go into the preparation and the planning and even the execution of the weekly meetings and events like this. So thank you all for that. I was thinking as praise time was happening, my praise today is being here. I have never been to a church with such a beautiful view. This is by far the best view I've ever seen. So thanks for having us. It's really great. For a good reason, yeah. Well, there's always fancy names, right? But this one really lives up to it. So that's great. I'm going to present a challenge to the Pathfinders and Adventurers. So I thought long and hard about this, and I thought, I want to present a challenge to them that isn't just something that's fancy words and something in the clouds. So in our lives, we all experience moments of triumph, moments of defeat, moments of happiness, moments of sadness, and challenges along the way. And all of those things come with decisions that have to be made. So every day we make multiple decisions as we go through our day. And one thing that I have challenged myself with, and I'm going to challenge each one of you Pathfinders and each adventurer with, is as you go through your day and you have to make decisions, whether big or small, I want you to stop, and I want you to pray for God to give you the wisdom and understanding to make the decision that he wants you to make. So that's my challenge to each one of you Pathfinders and each adventurer, is that stop and take a minute and ask God for his will in your life, so that you can go where God wants you to go. So I'd like at this time to have all of the Pathfinders and Adventurers just come and line up right here facing the audience so they can see you. And I'm going to have a prayer dedication for you guys. Pathfinders up higher, Adventurers in the front. And we can have you guys on the steps too. We just want to be able to make sure everybody can see you. Yeah, we're good. And I just want to stop as they're coming up here and just think about how amazing it is to have a group of kids like this that are actively involved in learning about Jesus, knowing Jesus, serving their church community and our community here in the Medford, greater Medford area. That is really remarkable. This is a great group of kids. So Pathfinder's tangent. Parade rest. Prayer attention. Dear Lord, I want to lift up to you all of these pathfinders and adventurers. I ask for your special blessing on them as they go through this summer. Thank you for each one of them. Please continue to work on them, molding them into the people, the young men and women that you want them to be. Please give them wisdom and understanding as they go through life and as they go through this summer. Please bring them all back safely for next year's Pathfinder and Adventurer year. And Lord, I just want to thank you for each of the staff members, for the Pathfinder staff, Steve, Seika, Madeline, Cindy, Janelle, Kevin, Charlene, and Lelaine. And Lord, I want to thank you for each of the adventurer staff, sir, for Selina, for Hannah, for Becca, for Monica, and for Opera. Thank you so much for all the time and energy that they put into helping these kids know you better. And Lord, I want to ask that you be with all of the Pathfinder parents as they guide and direct their children. Please give them wisdom and understanding and help them lead these children with the Pathfinder staff to know you better. Thank you for all your love and your blessings. And we thank you and praise your name. Thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day. And please go with these Pathfinders, with these staff, and with these parents as they leave this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Attention. Fall out. All right, thank you, Pathfinders and Adventurers.
Good morning and happy Sabbath, church family. Before we dive into God's word, my name is Jada and I stand before you by the grace of God. If you have your Bible, please turn to the book of Romans 12 and we are going to look at verses 1 and 2. Again, that's Romans 12, verse 1 through 2. And today I will be reading from the New International Version. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, be the change. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for guiding and protecting us all here to your beautiful sanctuary. Thank you for being with us today as we worship you. Please be with all the Pathfinders and Adventurers and all your family, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. change. As we continue to live on this earth, we all know that the Lord is coming back again soon. But before Jesus returns, think about these questions. 1, are you satisfied with what is going on around you? 2, is there something that you could do to make a difference, not only in your own life, but in those around you? 3, are you robbing God by withholding your talents and your heart from him? A lot of times people are longing, hoping, and wanting to change, but there is always something holding them back. Why? Is it fear of what people will say or think? Or are you scared that change would make people who are close to you leave? Think about it. Why can't you guys be the change? In Psalms 46, verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Now let's look at 1 Samuel 18, verse 10 through 12. But before we read those verses, let me give you a backstory of one of my favorite Bible characters. His name is David. In the days of King Saul, God told Samuel he was to appoint a new king over Israel. God was angry with King Saul because he was leading according to man and not to God. Fast forward a bit, we know Samuel has found David and appointed him as the new king. But with that, people were filled with jealousy and hatred toward David. But that didn't stop David from pressing forward. When David was sent to visit his brothers at the camp, he heard a loud voice from the enemy side, boasting and taunting. Because David was curious, he would ask around about that loud statement from the other side. Men told David, "That's Goliath, the enemy's strongest man." Every day, he would taunt about how no one from King Saul's camp would be brave enough to challenge him. Where is the change in here? Out of all those men before David, why couldn't someone stand before Goliath? I mean, there were soldiers who tried, but pretty much gave up. We know what happens next when David challenges Goliath. And if you don't, David took him down. 1 Samuel 18, verse 10 through 12 says, "The next day, an evil spirit came from God, came forcefully on Saul. He was prophesying in his house while David was playing in the lyre as he usually did. Saul had a spear in his hand, and he hurled it, saying to himself, 'I'll pin David to the wall.' But David eluded him twice. Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with David and not with Saul." Yes, church family, the consequences of David in the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. How? Though King Saul kept trying to harm him so many times, David never once tried to conform in Saul's evil ways. Instead, David was transformed by the renewing of his mind and followed God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. No wonder why in Acts 13, verse 22, God says, "I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart." We have been given an opportunity to prove ourselves of values in the sight of him who gave his only begotten son, that we should not perish, but have everlasting life. We are to remember that we are God's blood-bought heritage. His will is to become our will. Physical, mental, and spiritual gifts have been placed in our possession. In the Bible, God's will is plainly made known. God expects every man to use his gifts in a way that will give him an increased knowledge of the things of God and will enable him to make improvement to become more and more refined, ennobled, and purified. In this world, men and women are to take their place among the mobility of heaven. In this world, we are to prepare for translation into the courts above. There is constant danger of falling into sin, for Christ has warned us to watch and pray lest we enter into temptation. If we are conscious of the weakness of self, we shall not be self-confident and reckless of danger, but we shall feel the necessity of seeking to the source of strength, Jesus, our righteousness. We shall not found warring against the truth, but we should always be enabled to take our stand for the right. We should cling to the teachings of the Bible and not follow the customs and traditions of the world and the sayings and doings of men. Satan is working with all his iniquity to sidetrack souls. But what shall we do? Let us believe that the Lord is willing to raise up and strengthen the weak. The people of the world are looking to us to see what our faith is doing for our characters and our lives. They are watching to see if it has a sanctifying effect on our hearts, if we are becoming changed into the likeness of Christ and of Christ. They are ready to discover every defect in our lives and every inconsistency in our actions. Let us give them no occasion to reproach our faith. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." When we leave church today, I want everyone to figure out what change they are longing for. Once you have that down, remember to seek God for his guidance and never doubt his love. The reality of it is, when you are on fire for God, the devil himself is going to knock twice as hard. The devil will find ways to stop you from being the change. In conclusion, I want to leave you with four things that was encouraged by Pastor Ben Lindquist in one of his many sermons. Pastor mentioned there are four ways of living out this reality. One, speak truth about yourself. Speak the promises of God about you. Two, write truth about yourself every single day. Write a declaration about yourself daily, about who you are in God's sight every single day. If you don't want to write it, then note it in your phone, laptop, or tablet. Whatever you have, make sure you can take note about yourself and put it in somewhere where you can always look back at. Three, surround yourself with an inner circle of friends who affirm and support the value and worth that you have from God. If the people closest to you do not see your value, they should not be that close to you. Because they are influencing the counter of what God has spoken over your life. And when I say your inner circle, I'm talking about the people you can call and talk to for hours and hours without getting tired of. The people you can call at midnight and ask them to take you to 7-Eleven just to get a burger and chips. But the truth is, you have to surround yourself with people who support your values with God. Who you spend the most time with is who you will become like. I'm not telling you to call your friends after church and be like, "She told you not to be friends with me." That is not what I'm saying. I am talking about the tight-knit group that you are a part of. You have to make sure that they are affirming what God has said about you. Four, you have to speak lives into other people. What you say matters. The words that come out of your mouth may be something that someone needs to hear. What you say could be the reason to someone's prayer or the answer they've been waiting for. We have been given an opportunity to prove ourselves of values in the sight of God. So stop worrying about what others may think of you. God wants you. No matter the age, color, and or race. He just needs someone to start the change so we can all be the change. Adventurers and Pathfinders, friends and church family, we can make the difference. Let us be the change. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus said that if I thirst, I should come to Him. No one else can satisfy, I should come to Him. Jesus said if I am weak, I should come to Him. No one else can be my strength, I should come to Him. For the Lord is good and faithful, He will keep us day and night. We can always run to Jesus, Jesus strong. Jesus said that if I fear, I should come to Him. No one else can be my shield, I should come to Him. For the Lord is good and faithful, He will keep us day.
What an amazing group of Pathfinder adventurers and leaders you have here. I can see how proud you are of them. You guys have an amazing, amazing group of kids here. So let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this amazing group of kids, Pathfinders, adventurers, all the leaders as well. Thank you for this church community that supports them. I ask that you go with them, be with them, watch over them, keep them safe as we go from here. Thank you for this Sabbath day, and thank you for this wonderful program. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just want to remind Pathfinders, Adventurers, and staff, if you are able to stay, we are having a potluck over at the Fellowship Hall. Thank you.